Okay, welcome. You are currently in the Critical Comments of Church Streaming Workshop, and our presenter today is Amy Stipak. I will be showing signs at 5 minute inter and then at 1 toward the end.
Keeping us honest.
Yeah, we have to get to a hard stop.
Okay, welcome everyone. Good to see you all. So today, yeah, this year I decided to, I really felt like, you know, a lot of us have been streaming, you know, up to now, and I felt like maybe we needed to just think about the components that we're already using and enhancing and optimizing those key components. And there's other things in the past I've talked about where you can go back on other summits and listen, but this year, this is what I'm, how many people are streaming right now, like are in charge of? Well, who isn't streaming? I guess that's the question. Who isn't streaming yet? All right, so we all are, okay. And who's in charge of the broadcast? Okay. Oh, good. Okay. So you guys have some like, all right. So the first piece, we talk about, of course, are our sources. So I'm just going to talk about the components first, just the basics, and then I'm going to talk about enhancing them. Okay, so of course we have our video feeds, our video footage, so that could be a webcam or camera. We have multiple cameras. That's basically just whatever video that, some people use an iPhone, but it, you know, it depends. We have our audio from our microphones or the soundboard. How many people are using like an actual sound from their device? Or yeah, like an actual device without separate audio equipment. Okay, great. How about like the soundboard, right? You have the better, the quality. Yeah. How many people have a separate mixer for broadcast? Mm-hmm. Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Very good. And then graphics, right? Sometimes we bring in lyrics, or we bring in different graphics into the stream. So these are most of our just basic sources, right? We're all familiar with. The next piece we need, so these are the components that we have to have. Encoders, so we have hardware and software encoders. Sometimes you don't even realize there's an encoder happening. And that's just the piece that takes the feeds and will compress to be able to send it out. But it has one simple job, and it's to take all the sources, compress it in a nice and neat and compact way. And for those using like a phone, even just a stream on Facebook or whatnot, that's all built into your phone. You don't realize it, but there's an encoder in there, right? Sometimes we have big components like hardware. Now the hardware part of it is, to me, is very much more reliable, okay? And it doesn't require like processing power on a computer. So I like the hardware encoders because they're made for that. That equipment, that piece of equipment that you're using is designed specifically just for encoding, which it does it a fabulous job and it's very reliable. Then the software encoders, of course, you have to download software on your machine, and you're at the mercy of the computer's processing power, how that software works. If it's open source, like OBS, it's going to be, you know, it's free, and you just don't know. It's not as reliable. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's just, I like the hardware. So that's your encoder pieces. And then we have our destination, right? So our YouTube, Facebook's, Church Online. Those are our three main things you have to have to stream. Okay, now, enhancing our components. So the internet speed, and we don't think about this a lot so much. We don't focus on it as much, I feel like sometimes we should. Here at the Mission Church, we actually had to, because we had major internet connectivity problems where we're in a position right here where we don't have like Verizon fiber. All we have is Optum, and that's all we get, right?
Yeah, horrible.
And so the tough thing, we even talked about, well, paying them to like run a line for Verizon. Thousands of, it's unbelievable. So we're kind of stuck with them. And I'm going to talk more about that at the end because it's kind of our use case for enhancing this last piece. But our speed, we struggled with that so much. And I found that number one, don't rely on what your ISP says, what your internet provider says. They can say, oh, you have, let's say, 300 meg upload or download and 30 meg upload. Don't trust that. You need to go beyond and you need to find out, do you really have that, okay? So I use, I have this in the sources I'm going to give you, but I like to actually run speed tests. I use like fast.com or speedtest.net. Has anybody ever heard of those and use those? Okay. First thing I do in the morning before we stream, we don't even do this as much anymore, but when we're having trouble, we do. We'll go on the machine that we're streaming from and we will do a speed test. Make sure we're getting what we, yes.
Fast.com, what was the second one?
Speedtest.net.
Thank you.
Yep. So, you know, that morning, it could have been fine the day before, and that morning, we're having a problem. And it's like our upload speed is, because you need, that's another part, is you need to ensure that you have at least, all right, I'm getting ahead of myself. Sorry, guys. Internet speed, cables, a switcher, and streaming. So let me go, I broke it up. Okay. We need to test it and determine the speed because you need at least 35 to 40% higher speed than what your bit rate is going to be. So for example, if you're going to stream at like 3 meg, right, per second, you need it to be at least 4 meg upload or higher. So take that into consideration. So if you're getting like an upload speed of like 2 meg, your stream is going to be, what's your bit rate, right, on your encoder and what you're sending out. So check that. And then what we had to do is we would actually have to call Optum that morning and say, we're not getting the speed, and they would reset our router or reset our equipment remotely. And a lot of times we had to do that. So it's really important that for a good stream, do not rely just on what they tell you. Do your test. I actually got a software. It's called pingplotter.com. I loaded it on a machine. I put it right onto our modem, right off of it with an Ethernet connection. And it plots going out. I think I went to Google or whatever. And it actually tells you where the packets are dropping, that we're not getting it, because they wouldn't even sometimes believe that we weren't getting the speed that we were saying. Or we were having buffering issues, dropping packets. So I bought this software we had on a PC and we're running it and all the time, and we just watch it, and sometimes it'll, so we were able to hold our ISP accountable just by having that, and it was cheap, just by having that software, okay? I think that was it for that part. Then the cables. So we wanna have quality cables, because if you're using like the wrong cables or inferior cables, it can really put like a vulnerability into your whole stream setup and have unreliable streams. So we want to focus on HDMI cables that if you're streaming, your cameras are less than 50 feet, the HDMI is good. But if it's anywhere more than 50 feet from like your cameras to your encoders and machines, you want to use SDI. Okay. The other problem with HDMI just going running from the device is that it doesn't have a locking mechanism, so it can come out really easily. So I find like that can be kind of a failure point. So whenever you can use SDI, definitely use SDI. That's for greater than 50 feet and it has a locking mechanism. Any questions on that? Okay. Again, some of these are like some churches might not realize, or they might not be using the right cabling. So, and then the switcher, we can add in a switcher. So this is not unneeded, right? It's not required to have a switcher, but a switcher will enhance. It'll come before, after your sources, but before your encoder, and it allows for multiple outputs. You can take the output channel of your switcher. You can have it for live streaming. You can have it for recording, so you can send out a feed just for separate recording, and then you can also use it to display other video feeds and monitors, okay? So a switcher is really, they have small ones, they have little mini pro type things, or they have big 4K, you know, production type.
Is it attached to the computer, or is it something separate, the switcher?
So the switcher will go, depending, it would be before your encoder, so like if you have a computer with a software encoder, it would go before that. So you'd have one channel output. Instead of having all these feeds into that machine, you'd put it into the switcher, and then you would feed one output to that encoder. So it you know, it takes all your feeds. You can have many, many cameras, depending on, you know, how many you have at your church. So the switcher allows you also to, you know, change the feeds on your stream, and switch between the shots and different things. So it's, but it will go, if you have a hardware encoder, it's going to go right before that device, right in line before it.
Yeah. How is the switcher receiving the signal? Is it by wired? Or?
So you're going to, it depends on the length, right? So you mostly SDI.
I'm not,
and that's another part of the cabling thing. You don't want to rely on Wi-Fi wherever possible. You want, I know some, like we have a roaming camera that we use Wi-Fi, but it has a mini, like, half a second delay sometimes, and it's noticeable sometimes.
Yeah.
So we're constantly, like, having to reset the transmitter or the receivers, and so whenever you can do a hard line, do it. Yeah. If it's available. Yeah, I'm not aware of any Wi-Fi switcher. I'm sure they might be out there, but I just, it's a good question.
Yeah,
but
what I'm thinking is you have multiple cameras, there's a lot of wire running around.
That's one of the problems, like, we have, we want to put something in the drum cage, but, you know, the Wi-Fi, like, I don't know if we rely on. So we have the SDIs out the sides of the room in the sanctuary. We have SDI cables, like, various places so that we can connect through a hard line. We try not to rely on Wi-Fi. But then we don't have as many inputs as many cameras because we're staying away from that.
Okay.
But where other churches might have all cool shots with these portable things. But okay, awesome. Okay, so streaming quality and reliability. So this one is big. Does anybody deal with buffering and losing shot, you know, the stream where you kind of lose pack, lose video? You guys experience that a bit?
We have Wi-Fi, but what we created, the box, so it's only, not too many people know about it. It was created just to be used in the sanctuary.
Oh, okay.
So then we don't have.
So you're not doing live streaming.
We do live. Oh. It is live, but
okay.
we connect to OSBI control, and we.
Oh, OBS?
Yeah. We don't have a problem, it works.
Okay. So we were using like live stream. So this is like the streaming now. I'm talking about like the last piece of it, the actual part that you're gonna stream and people are gonna see.
Yeah.
So that's what the streaming quality. So I'm just talking about that last, like whatever platform, if it's YouTube or Facebook or. So we were using live stream and we were constantly getting buffering. And our users, like our watchers were, we would get a lot of people just stop watching because they're like, well, it's buffering and it's not showing. And they would get really frustrated. And I was constantly having to like deal with just what's happening right now. And can anybody tell me what it was tied to?
Upload speeds.
That's right. Our internet connectivity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always
there you
upload
go. So it wasn't necessary.
Yeah,
Optimum. Yeah, so
upload
speeds. Yeah, it all comes back to the beginning, the internet, right? So the reason I added this in here, so we want to choose a platform that supports high quality streaming, okay? We want to minimize interruptions and buffering, and then we want to build resiliency when we don't have a reliable internet. So I throw all that out there, and now I'm going to give you the use case that happened with us. And if you're in a situation where you do not have a reliable internet, or you cannot guarantee the speed, I'm sure you all have heard of Resi.
Yeah, that's what
right?
we use.
Okay, you use Resi.
Resi encoder, yeah.
So what, and some people may not realize what they do, but they're actually like a patented technology. It's different than the normal streaming. So like if you use a live stream or OBS, anything else, they use the normal protocols that do not have checks. Like they use UDP, which drops packets. Like it's not a guaranteed transmission. So they'll just, and a lot of live stream broadcasts use this because UDP is very fast because it's not doing the whole checks of the network. Did the packet get there? No, it didn't get there. So I'll go back to the machine and ask for it again. Like that's TCP. I don't know how many of you guys know networking. I'm getting a little geeky here, but so most of those streaming platforms use the regular like UDP just to send it fast. So Resi, what they do, they have this proprietary, it's called RSP, it's resiliency. They use something similar to TCP where it actually checks that you have the packet. If it didn't, it will. So you'll never have a stream where you lose video. video or audio. And how they do that, you think, well, how then aren't you getting a delay? Like, why? They build in like a minute and a half delay into your, so that took a little getting used to at the beginning. It's like everyone's like, I don't, like, it's very hard to wrap your head around because you're so used to live stream being live. But on Resi, when you got the feed to Facebook or YouTube, it's a minute and a half to 2 minutes behind. By design, so what they do is they get your packets, you send it as you upload. It's in the cloud, so they capture a minute and a half or whatever. You can adjust the timing, and they keep it so that if you end up having network issues and upload issues, you have that buffer of a minute and a half to 2 minutes. So you can be completely down on your internet for 2 minutes, and people watching your stream won't even know. It's amazing. So it fixed our problem completely. So now we have Resi. So yes, I'm still doing the checks every once in a while, but we're basically, I'll get an email that says, oh, your internet is acting funky, and from Resi, say, hey, you're glad we're a little behind, but it catches up before the minute and a half. So it's been amazing. So that's part of the reliability. So if you guys have that, Resi's a little more expensive, you know, granted, you know, but for the basic, we pretty much stayed with the basic package. We didn't even
have the Ray encoder, the SDI Ray encoder.
Yeah, you have the Ray, yep, we have the Ray encoder. I'll show you later, the Ray encoder. Yeah, you guys aren't at the same church, right?
No.
Okay. But yeah, the Resi, so I'm glad somebody, is anyone else here using Resi? You're what?
We use Resi.
You do use Resi as well?
I don't know what we use, I think we're about, we do have a time delay on streaming, so there is like a minute.
Okay. I think you said OBS, that would be your delivery service?
Yes.
So this, yeah, so
like
OBS.
It's like a minute time delay, so it's not a real...
So you built that into
somehow.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew's IT person. I'm just playing.
Good.
So like a minute delay.
Good. So you're doing that. You're building in resiliency, which is great.
Yeah.
That's, and it doesn't have to be Resi. This Resi, I was giving you an example because it has that built in. But yeah, if you guys found another way to do that, yes, yeah, so that everyone watching your stream doesn't.
Just get a big head.
Okay. I love that. R E S I. Yep. And good for multi-streaming. Yep. There's a lot of, I mean, they have a lot of other stuff on there. You can have your videos as you do like with YouTube. So they have like a whole
Sim lives.
We replay. So we don't stream both services. We stream the first and then I replay the second. And I don't have to do anything. It just automatically goes. Like I have it scheduled. Yep.
Yeah, I just want to ask, guys, what platforms are you using, and then what is your real-time engagement with people who are watching?
Is that a
session?
No. So, I mean, it's good that you ask, because I always wonder, like, what do people want to learn and know? So we have a pastor that's dedicated to the live stream.
Okay.
So she will, you know, welcome everybody, and she'll take, there's prayer, on Church Online, we do the prayer requests, because there's
Church Online. From Life Church? Okay.
Yes. We use that, yep, because it has a built-in prayer request
right.
and stuff. And
churchonline.com,
yep. And that, like, it allows people to, you know, click for prayer if they want to have a session and whatnot.
You shout amen with emojis and stuff.
That's
there.
Yeah, they added that recently, right?
Yeah, they have chat, so people will put...
The chat?
Sorry,
mm-hmm. No, that's good.
Do I go in and talk to anybody there?
You don't.
I don't want to, but... You know, but they do,
mm-hmm.
will say comments, and if we have prayer meeting and they have a prayer request, I will answer with a prayer request. So
you will, that's good.
I will answer, but I don't go, hello, from Van Ness, hello, I don't do that. Maybe I should stop. You're making me do that.
I mean, because this is enhancing our stream too, right?
Yeah.
Like, how are you engaging people once it's live? I think that's super important. I mean, I focus on the components, the basic components, but I really feel, I've always felt the Lord say, like, we need to focus more on what are we doing once the people are online and streaming. So the prayer requests.
This isn't set up, then you can't do that. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because if it's buffering and it's not working that well and it doesn't, like last year I focused on the lighting and the staging and like what we did for that, you know, enhancing that kind of stuff I did last year. But this year, like, I feel like those key components we can improve even, right? Yes.
You mentioned at the beginning that access from previous summits.
Yes.
How would we be able to?
So, and I'll get that to you because we, I'll get the link.
Okay.
And I'll let you know. I'm trying to think of how I, yeah, because he keeps all like the prior years out there. It might even be on the hbsummit.com website.
Okay.
And it might like prior years, but I'll look into it.
Okay.
So just see me later if you.
Okay.
So really, I just have questions, and I want to hand out these resources. Okay. All the stuff that I talked about. You guys can get, I think I have a so do you guys have, I know you've been asking questions, but are there any questions specifically related to, on this best practices, at the top, I put some resources that I use a lot. So I just found Joel W. Smith, fantastic. I mean, he goes into so much with streaming. Nucleus, this is another church. Because I've always kind of looked at Churchfront, if you guys are familiar with Churchfront.
Yeah,
I'm like, I was living there for a while, but I found this Nucleus church. It's fantastic. No, but we don't. But I like the resources online. But yeah, we don't use the. And then of course the Churchfront has their ministry toolkit. That's gonna give you all kinds of good cameras. Like last year I talked about good cameras and how what to get for cameras. So that's another. So that was last year's media. So I do like the media session. You know, that was my focus last year, was cameras, lighting, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. She saw it. Yeah, that was really helpful. So maybe I'll recycle that one next year.
Yeah,
we'll
redo
it. But this time I'll have to do different cameras. Because, I mean, my Panasonic GH5, though, that's my workhorse. I love it. It will always be on the list. But they change cameras so much that, you know, every year I could do this and have new technology, right? That's good.
Would you be willing to share like an email address? Like, if I think of a question later.
Oh, I didn't put that my email on here. Oh my goodness. Okay, so it's really simple. Amy@missionchurch.com.
A-I-M-E-E.
Yes, I'm so sorry, guys. I should have put on the. You think this? It's my first year. AIMEE. Yeah, at Mission Church. I changed my email. I think you had my Gmail from last.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I finally, after what, 14 years, I got a
go.
Church email. That's a good question. So we have a wide shot. So we have a one shot. I feel like you always need to have like a wide shot. Then we have a close-up following for pastors. So we have like a dedicated follow camera. Then we have one on, we decided to do the left front, but like you could have one on each side, but we have PTZs that we move, you know, yep. PTZs, and I talked about these in the past, like, the quality, you're never going to get like a great, I think some PTZs are coming out with bigger sensors, but the PTZs are, it's good when you don't have people to man the camera, you know, so you can, because you'd need like three or four, you know. The sensors are so small. So we struggle a little bit. I'm hoping to replace our PTZs. But our PTZs are old, like they're from like 60, yeah, so we need an upgrade. That's right. So those are resources. I have internet speed resources there, cabling with different places. Sweetwater is a good one. We get a lot of stuff from Sweetwater. Switches and then encoder things there. You can also get like the resources from past summits. There's camera resources document out there. Different things like that. Do you guys have any other questions or want to talk about?
Can you give me that email address one more time?
Sure. So AI.
Right, I got that. I got through Mission Church and then went, I don't know, is it .com?
It's .com.
Okay.
Yep.
Amy, how?
AIMEE. So it's like a French spelling. A-I-M-E-E, thank you.
AIMEE, right?
Yep. Yes.
Last year when we were here, we talked about getting the hardware encoder and stuff, and then when we were looking at it, there's also a monthly charge. I'm always
For which?
The Resi.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. You guys were here. You were here last year,
yeah,
right? We saw, okay. So the cost that we have, the only cost I have, we got the Ray encoder, which is the small one, and then there's a monthly charge. Is that what you're talking about? So there's like a one-time charge for your hardware, and then a monthly. It's like I said, it's pricier than other options, mm-hmm, for sure. It's just, I mean, if you don't have internet speed issues, I would say you don't have to do Resi. You could go with something else. It's really, to me, the Resi is really for when you need reliability. Yeah. So did you end up going with Resi or not?
No.
It was too pricey.
The monthly.
Yeah. I mean, so we paid for the year, though. We ended up, I think we pay.
Yearly option?
Yeah, so we pay, like, it's a monthly, but we pay it for the year and call it a day. I think it's like $2,000, a little over $2,000 a year. We got like the base package. So another thing with Resi, you can save, because you have to go under a certain speed. I don't know if you do this, a certain amount of usage.
Yeah.
So I embed our YouTube in Church Online instead of our Resi embed code, and that saves a lot of usage of that embed. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So like, at first, I was putting the embed code for Resi in our Church Online, but every time that all factors in your usage for the month, and it costs, you can go into another tier and have to pay more. So, with Resi, if you do a scheduled post, it will give you the link ahead of time for YouTube,
right.
And then I put that in Church Online instead of using Resi.
Yeah,
that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. It uses like the embed code and stuff like that.
Yep.
Details. Like
that. However,
the Church Online is what exactly?
That's a free platform for showing your stream. Like if you.
As opposed to using YouTube. Like,
yeah. That's the destination.
Oh, we use YouTube.
Yeah, and only. You're not using Facebook or anything like that. Just YouTube.
Okay. He's a new pastor, so we can have anything.
Oh, yes. Where
that's good.
You guys are from?
Venice.
Huh?
Venice.
Because I recognize. Yeah, you're hearing.
Yeah, my wife Erica. Mm-hmm. When Natalie LeBron went down to Florida, and before Chris came from Australia, my wife was interim like worship leader.
Wow, Erica. Yes, she's awesome.
So we don't know what we would get with him. So it could be.
He's gonna be like Church Online, because Church Online is wonderful.
Yeah, no, I know Church Online. Mm-hmm. They just sat on the financial course before this, so now we're going to put two and two together. Let's get the money so that we can,
Okay. I got to go watch your stream.
So not yet.
Not yet.
Don't look at it.
God bless you. That's great. Cher, I'd like to know your church information, because I'd like to. That's awesome. But yeah, Church Online's free. So, it's not something an extra cost, and it's like, the prayer request stuff is there and all that. So, great. Any other questions, guys? Next year, just, I'm planning, I think I'm going to do a pro presenter. I think I'm going to tell Pastor Greg, the stream, because there's so much, and I feel like churches are not utilizing pro presenter, like the split screen, the different tools.
Lower third.
There's new like lower thirds you can do and live thing. So I'm gonna 1 minute. Okay. So next year, be prepared. I'm doing a pro presenter. And we'll show.
Resi is actually embedded in.
Now you can stream from pro presenter directly from there.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Is pro presenter another subscription?
No. It's a yearly cost. It's the software you use to present in the sanctuary.
Yep.
So it's a yearly cost. But I think it's like $300 now or something like that.
It's not bad.
It's not, no, it's very doable. Yeah. Yep.
The license.
So I'm excited about that, because that's
so much tied into everything.
Co-presenting. Mm-hmm. So much to do. I have to figure out how to narrow because there's so much to do in 30 minutes.
Trying to get everything automated now using Meet.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys for coming. And I'm here if you have any questions. Thank you. Yeah.
Will you be here Friday?
Next one that I want to do is here. I think we need to worship with our youth.